Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
When we eventually have our musical bloodletting on the show and like kick a bunch of rejoin music out, this won't be one of them. This one's going to stay. I really like it.
It's really good.
Would you say it's great?
This is great. Some of the others are also very good. But I think maybe they take the summer off, like the spring and the summer, because we have to bring them back to play the football guest sound bites under. Like when the guests come back, like
you want to retire like the JRPGs. Yeah, you want to retire those? Okay.
No, I don't want to retire. They're taking summer vacation.
You know what we call them?
Back in the fall.
You know what we call them?
Teachers.
Nick and Ken.
There may not be a difference.
I got a text from somebody today, fan of the show, someone in the industry who I am a big fan of personally and professionally, who said, you guys have been working really hard. Hope we get to take some time off. I wanted to write to him. Just wait.
Buckle up.
Just wait. Okay. Couple of the hashtag other markets to do. We'll give you all our bets. And we are aware that the Michigan State, Michigan State, Kansas State game starts at 6:30 Eastern. We will give you our bets. We'll have a first to 15 bet. We will get to all of it. We're not going to leave anything out. Don't worry. Narrative bets for the Sweet 16 round. We got to do the bucket too, right? Do we have to do the bucket?
No, we don't have to do the bucket.
Let's see how it goes. We may need to.
Well, yeah, we'll do the bucket if we want to, but if it's like, oh, well, who's going to be your national champion? It's like, well, you and I are going to pick UCLA and Tyler's going to pick. I don't know. Who is Tyler going to pick? Tyler, who are you going to pick?
I'm going to go with the bid and I'm going to take Providence.
Princeton?
I think Providence can definitely. Teams. Could you imagine if Providence were getting 10 against Creighton? That'd be an easy bet.
Oh, man. That Creighton might cover that number. The way Providence plays sometimes. Tyler, who would you pick?
I was going to pick UCLA, but I'll pick something different so we can like embrace debate. So I'll pick like Alabama or something.
What's the debate?
You guys like UCLA and I'm going to debate it with Alabama.
All right, ready? Like you're on first take, Tyler. You have to defend your point about Alabama. Go ahead.
Well, Alabama has Brandon Miller.
This is dangerous. I don't even know if I want to like set Tyler up to do this here.
Well, he's giving us you're too rational. First of all, it has to start with like a loud noise. An exclamation. Be like, you're picking a team from the West Coast? They've won in 20 years. Like, it's got to be like that. It can't be like, well, Brandon Miller is averaging 26.1 points. Like, that's not going to work. So you got to do the first
all right. One. Okay, Tyler, go ahead.
Is Kevin Love playing for UCLA? Did Russell Westbrook show up? Alabama has Brandon Miller. Alabama's winning the national championship.
We'll be right back after that 2 minute A's. We'll be right back.
I just want to like let that sit for a little bit.
Mike faded us to break if you were watching live, which was really funny. Like, yeah, that was a good start. That was good. Do they have, especially with Stephen A, because Stephen A would just reference like the NBA players that played at that college, because that's like the low hanging fruit, obviously, too. That's a great tactic, too.
I don't know if I said this on the air or off the air. I think I said it off air to Ken, and I will preface this by saying Stephen A. Smith, whether you like him or don't, you have to. And by the way, like I know him a little bit from because we worked together at Sirius. I worked closely with him, but he was on the channel that I produced on. Great guy. Super nice guy. And whether you like him or don't like him, you have to acknowledge, have to or don't or just be an idiot. He is outrageously talented as a broadcast. Ridiculously talented.
Totally agree.
He did a show one of the days we were in Vegas on First Take when Seth Greenberg was on and he was talking college hoops. And I'm just like, I'm sure that he's fooling some people. I don't even think like that's his goal to be like, I'm trying to fool people. He's probably just like, I have to talk about this.
Right. So
like, I'm
the going tournament's to give literally starting. Shot. The tournament's starting today. Like, I probably have to talk about this at some point.
Yeah. When he's looking like, I'm like, you can't trust Arizona, because, like, the quote, like, they always lose in the big spot. And in my head, I'm thinking, if someone were to say, name one, he'd just be silent.
You know, they always choke in the big spot. Oh, yeah, what spot? We'll be right back.
Back after this. Yeah. We'll be back in a few minutes. Anyway, all right, so Tyler's first take was to be like, is Kevin Love on the team?
They went to Westbrook.
Like, is Juzang there? That was good.
Those are some good teams.
A couple other.
Juzang played last night, by the way. I think he's on Memphis. No, he's on Utah. He's on Utah, I think.
He left after, what, his sophomore year at UCLA?
Did he?
Because he was a freshman, right? I think he was a freshman the year they lost to Gonzaga, right?
No, he left as a junior. He was at Kentucky first, and then he transferred from Kentucky to UCLA.
So he never could have, like, played this year, right?
Could he have played this year? He's been
out. His eligibility was up, right?
Yeah, he could. Well, like, I don't know, in COVID, you get the extra year, too. This is the stuff that I don't know about. Like, there's all the, like, COVID seniors.
I have to be honest, and this is my fault. This is one of the worst 7 minutes we've ever done in the history of the show.
Yeah,
and it's my fault.
We got there was like a rabbit hole, and then we're in the rabbit hole of the rabbit hole, and nobody wants to come with us.
Well, I'm gonna take us out of it. I got us in, and excellent. I will get us out. This is my fault. I will take us out of it here. You bet with Nick and Ken and the crew talking college hoops here on this tremendous March Madness Thursday. All our bets still to come in the Power Hour, final hour of the show. Couple other hashtag other bets. We have most points scored in a game on Thursday and Friday. 86 and a half is the number by a team. And we also have player. Have player. We'll get to that in a second. Most points scored by a team, 86 and a half.
Under.
Least points scored by a team, 54 and a half. Maybe under. Also under. Most points scored by a player, 29 and a half.
Oh, that's so low. I was hoping for a 30-something.
I think we've only seen, there have only been like three players that had 30 points in the tournament. And I think only three times a team has gone over 86 and a half. And they were all like one seeds. Kansas and Bama did it. I think UConn did it against Iona, and that's it.
Yeah, people who have followed the tournament closely know the story of the tournament is like unders hit at a ridiculous clip. They introduced a new basketball and everyone hates it. Mark Few had some really funny comments yesterday about it, basically like, why are we using the NCAA tournament to introduce a ball that's like incredibly slippery and that no one can shoot effectively? And so if you're wondering why unders hit, that was the reason. And they're going to keep the same ball, so we'll see if everybody can make adjustments or whatever. The totals have all completely adjusted to this versus, like, you know, KenPom projections or something. They're all much lower. Even that being said, though, like, is it possible? Who is the team that is the most, like, what's the team total? 80, 83, 86? What is it?
86 and a half.
Who would be your favorite to do that?
I guess like Texas, Creighton? Probably, right?
Yeah.
I think it's Texas.
Probably because Xavier's such a bad defensive team and they're favored.
It's the highest
Texas
total in their favor.
87 points. Like, you need a game to go to overtime, I think, to get that. I think that's way too high because, like, Bama would be your first guess not knowing the opponent, but, like, there's no way. He's going 86 points against San Diego State.
Because they don't need to win the game.
Well, and San Diego State doesn't play that way either. Like, it's a stylistic thing. You need the, like, Gonzaga UCLA, like, Gonzaga against a lot of teams. Yeah, like, okay, that game could produce that kind of point total. UCLA takes 34.9 seconds on every possession. Or whatever, 29.9, however long the shot clock is now. And without overtimes, how is somebody getting that? Like, I guess, like, one of the Arkansas-UConn teams, I guess, would be, like, a good guess because the game could just be hyper-competitive and athletic, like, up and down the court because Arkansas will want to do that. But I don't know. I don't see the game. I mean, you can get overtime. You can get an end game. But without those two things, like, just organically, how is a team getting there? I don't know if there's a team that can do it.
Tyler, any of these bets stand out? Most points, least points, or most points by a player?
Most points by a player. I was trying to run down the list of teams, just seeing who could, like, maybe do it. Like, Miller could probably maybe do it. I don't think any of the Creightons could do it. I don't think Noel could do it. Keontae Johnson. So I would probably go under in that game, unless we get overtime, obviously. And then the most points.
I was going to say Hawkins.
Hawkins definitely could, too. And maybe Timmy or Schrawler, one of the guys in Gonzaga. But yeah. I like the under on the total points here. I just can't imagine. Oh, no, over. Excuse me, over. Because Texas could definitely do it, and Creighton could definitely do it. I don't think Alabama could do it because San Diego State's defense is too good. So definitely Texas and Creighton, I think, can go over those. But you might need overtime, I think. But if there's a team, I definitely Texas or Creighton.
Is that a bet we want to make?
Texas is going to be the one that gets me, isn't it? I hate Xavier. Defense is so bad. If you watch the first two games,
I know you do.
Pitiful.
I know you hate them.
I guess I can't. I wish, like, if Princeton Creighton was the game I had to dodge, I'd make the bet. Like, am I real? So, what's Texas's team total? 77.
If they shoot like they did against Colgate, they're going to score like 95 points.
Yeah, they're in a new. Well, I was going to say they're in a new gym. They're in a new gym that they just played like four games in, you know, 2 weeks ago, basically, the Big 12 tournaments in Kansas City. Oh, I don't know. I guess maybe I can't make the bet because of Texas, but like that's the only team I'd be. I'm really not that worried about Creighton with that. I don't know, with that, just that style of that game. I think Texas could be the one. That's actually problematic.
ESPN's Adam Schefter just tweeted this out. It's nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's very funny. You ready for this? Here's the tweet. From the NFL to every team. The NFLPA has informed us that a person by the name of Ken Francis, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, may be contacting clubs and attempting to persuade club personnel to enter into negotiations with or concerning Lamar Jackson, who is currently under a non-exclusive franchise tender with the Baltimore Ravens. Blah, 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 blah. Apparently, like, this guy's, like made this up and is, like, kind of, like, punk teams. Ken right. Francis.
Trying to pretend to be Lamar Jackson's agent when, obviously, he represents himself. What's his name? Ken Francis?
Francis.
Is that the best agent name? Kenny Francis? Good.
Ken Francis. Kenny. Ken Dog. Power Hour coming up next. Narrative bets on our actual bets for the Sweet 16.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.